This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Still got a lot to get to, and on top of that, I'm going to keep the phone lines open for whatever you want. Completely open platform here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Take me up on the offer. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 to join us, and we'll talk with Curtis in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I bought a new $100 earpiece, so I should be loud and clear tonight. Sorry about last time.
Oh, that's all right, man. You sound good.
Your picture looks good, too. I looked you up on the Internet, and that reminds me of a joke. I do a show about Columbus, and I say he was shipwrecked in Jamaica for a whole year. He couldn't get a haircut. By the time he was rescued, he had dreadlocks. And
yeah,
I see your picture.
You look
nice. I've
been shipwrecked for a while, man.
I know. I think it was in Jamaica for a year. Hey, I wanted to say about money, and I'm going to confine tonight's idea to just money. I think we need a medium of exchange. I know that our entire economic system is corrupt and there's terrible inequality because of injustice, not just because some work harder than others. And I was just thinking, just money, just restrict it to money. If you think of Where's George, where you look up your number on a dollar bill and see where it's been before, combined with cell phone apps where you can see security cameras in your own house. Okay, combine those two ideas. Here's how it works. You'd look up your $100 bill serial number, and you would actually see in Fort Knox where your little gram of gold was. So you would punch it in, and each gram of gold would have like a serial number printed on it. And it'd be a real-time camera, so you would see where your gold was that $100 bill represented. That's just an idea. And this is all my solutions, Bob, are post-collapse. It'll never happen under a democracy or under a republic or under a monarchy or under a theocracy or under a meritocracy. Those are all farces anyway. So my solutions are post-collapse. And by the way, my form of government solution is it's the only one that doesn't impose anything on anybody. It's called, drumroll, Kaffirtocracy. And in Kaffirtocracy, you fill in a plate with the laws you want, and then you go sit with your friends. You don't get to sit with your parasite host and sit in a rowed boat while you don't row. You don't get to sit with people that have to wear clothes while you get to streak. You don't get to sit with non-smokers while you light up like James Dean and look off in the distance and steal glory points. No. You want to smoke, you go to Smokeland. And if you want to be nude, you go to Nudeland. Stuff like that. So it's called Kaffirtocracy, and everyone serves their plate with their own recipe of what they think is liberty and prosperity, but others may interpret as an anarchy. But that's okay. Once you fill your plate, you go sit with your friends. And I would sit in, of course, Dvorak land for Dvorak keyboard layout, metric land, new spelling by the Shavian alphabet. I would sit in New Earth calendar, where every month begins with a Monday, and you have 13 months.
Curtis, you're losing me, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, a new form of government.
What are these lands you're talking about? I don't get it.
Oh, it's simple. The current way the world is set up is called, first we have the land, and then we have people, and the peoples make laws. I have a much better idea. Start out with a law, allocate and designate land. I mean, if we can do it for airports and highways, we certainly should be able to do it for design communities. And then people move into the communities so that there's now harmony. If you want to move into a community where it's legal to smoke pot, do it. Do it. That would be Potland. If you want to move into...
Wasn't that the whole idea of states and state rights?
Sort of, kind of. But it wasn't done explicitly so. Right now, it's all urban legends. Like, you know, I heard in Montana, the speed limits are 90,000 miles. Wow! Or, but what if you don't like the drug laws in Montana? I mean, where can I move, Bob, to use metric? Where can I use to have New Earth calendar? What state has a consistent good spelling system?
What is the New Earth calendar, Curtis?
Ah, oh, it's beautiful. Look it up online, New Earth calendar. There's 13 months in every year, and there's a... Every month is the same as every other month, and there's a leap week every 5 years, which is an additional 7-day week. All other perpetual, we have a perpetual calendar, which means it constantly spins the year. So it destroys long-term planning. You have to constantly consult the calendar to know which day of the week a date will fall on. With a newer calendar, every month begins with a Monday. So the 1st and the 8th and the whatever are always Mondays. You could easily memorize it. So many fewer missed appointments. Yale could plan its summer schedule, then Harvard around Yale's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It would just leap us. There would be billions saved to commerce each year with the New Earth calendar. And every year is the same as every other year. So you could actually have all holidays would be statically, or like Easter is sort of like the Sunday after the first full moon, that the first thing. Well, it would now be that it would increase life flow incredibly so. And we have these horrible Frankenstein substitutes like, well, I play here the third Monday. Well, the third Monday you may think may always follow the third Sunday. It doesn't. In some months, you'll say, well, I pick it up at church and I'll take it to work. Well, that won't work sometimes, because sometimes the third Monday will actually be before the third Sunday. We have a Frankenstein of a calendar. I think it's Julian, which replaced the one before it, which was even worse. But it's just a horrible Frankenstein, just like our spelling system, just like our measurement system, just like so much. And we cannot crawl out and fix our society under republic or democracy or a theocracy or a monarchy or a dictatorship or or even a meritocracy, because we can't convert. Like, if you have 20 million people that want to go metric, tough. Unless they can sway a whole state, you're SOL. And 49% doesn't. It's just a miserable, miserable system. A republic is a horrible betrayal. But even a democracy allows you to impose on your neighbor your recipe of what you think the perfect combination of laws and non-laws are. That is, prosperity and liberty. Your positive laws and your, vacuum laws where there is no law, or a law against making a law. Well, your neighbor may not like that. With cafetocracy, everybody gets up on their 18th birthday, goes to Washington, D.C., and then swears allegiance to a community that they actually want to live in. If they want to smoke pot, they go to Potland. If you want to go to no Potland, you go to no Potland. If you want to go to I don't care if you use Potland, then you go to I don't care if you use Potland. There could be gays only land. There could be you don't have to be gay, but you will recognize gay marriage land. There can be you don't have to recognize gay marriage, but gays don't have to be in the closet. Then you can have gays are okay as long as they're closet, and then you can have straights only land. And you can have all sorts of communities based on progress.
All right, well, let me ask you this. What if I, who wants to live in Potland, doesn't like the geographic location of Potland, and I like the geographic location of Galand, but I don't want to be in Galand. What if I wanted to smoke pot in Galand?
United States and Canada and Australia and Russia are humongous countries. There could be combinations.
Yeah, I want to live on the beach in the spot that Galen's at.
Okay. Listen, there would be combinations of all these ideas. You don't get to vote. You have to prote, that's propose a community, and then goat, that's go to the community that you propose. So,
right,
yes,
hold
geographic
on here, Curtis. Hold on. I'm going to hold you over the break. I want to get the listener's perspective on this. Do you think Curtis is out of his mind? If so, call us up, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, we're taking calls this hour, 800-313-9443. We have Curtis in Florida on the line, and Curtis was recommending an idea called a halfocracy. Is that what it is?
No, caffetocracy. Like
spell it for me.
Okay, C-A-F-A-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y, like a cafeteria.
I gotcha, caffetocracy.
Right, You fill your plate, and then you sit with your friends. You don't get to sit with your parasite hosts. As you parasite them, wealth parasite or glory parasite them. Basically, water
speaks
its own level.
Would there be a whites-only area?
Well, actually, this would be after we restore the rainbow, so that Japan gets to have Japan and Chinese get to have China. Oh, I forgot, they already do. Oh, Nigerians get Nigeria. Oh, they already do. Yes, this would have to be after we restore the rainbow, ensuring
all
rainbow
so,
stripes
so
get a rainbow stripe.
So all the whites would go back to Europe, to Iceland.
And the Lutrians, who are whites, would get North America because we were here before the Indians were here. Look up
they were?
Hypothesis.
That's news to me. That's a part of history I never heard.
Oh, absolutely. Look up Kennewick Man, Windover Bog, Lutrian Spear Point. Some many sites in Virginia
and what kind of numbers? I mean, it seems to me that the Native Americans had a long standing on this continent. If the whites have, ownership or lineage right. That goes far enough back to show that this is their land, where do the Native Americans go?
Maybe we'd have to split at the Mississippi. We'd have to find land for everybody. Everybody deserves a homeland.
We'll give them their land, but we'll split it. Half of North America goes to the whites. The other half goes to the Native Americans. And on the Native American side, you have casinos.
I mean, I guess they could have casinos. That'd be a gamble, obviously, to do it that way.
And you could buy cigarettes.
I mean, they started the tobacco thing, so I guess they could buy the cigarettes.
I gotcha. By the way, you notice I haven't talked about that lottery tonight?
Yeah, but there will be gambling and no gambling. See, the whole problem...
So within the rainbow states, within the states that the people belong to, then you have the smaller states that...
counties, communities.
Smaller communities. And how many communities could you have here? I mean, geez, that sounds like a... You have a lot of communities that could possibly come up from this.
Bob, it would be based on sort of a mathematical algorithm. For instance, if half the United States wanted to go metric, then that would be sort of an underlying principle that would weave itself into half the land.
This is a lot of division. Are you a fan of division?
Oh, absolutely, because division creates peace. Diversity.
Wow, that's counterintuitive.
It is counterintuitive because we've been taught diversity is our greatest strength. But truly, we get along with people that we agree with. We generally don't get along with people that we disagree with.
I get along great with people I disagree with.
Well, just because you're very high in your thinking. Most people aren't as high as you. You're kind of elevated and you talk with a lot of people and you're patient. Most people just, they're not that patient or long suffering.
And fair enough.
For a language to exist, we can't use this hyper libertarianism like, hey, if you want to speak French, no one's stopping you, yet your community is, Quebec is bombarded with, three quarters non-French speakers. I've actually thought about four liberty experiences. And in other words, if the government does things the stupid way and you don't like it, you have what I call theoretical liberty. In other words, I could use the New Earth calendar, but I'd miss every appointment. I could spell things phonetically, but people would think I'm illiterate. So that experience of liberty is like a theoretical liberty. I mean, I could do it, but no, if people don't speak my language and I'm outnumbered, then my language is going to die. So this Caffertocracy creates communities where people can actually use metric. Or the New Earth calendar, or corrective our spelling, or metric instead of Henri Dupuis. Not this theoretical, like, well, if you want to use metric, use it. No one's stopping you. that's so insincere. And that's what I call theoretical liberty. And if the government does things a stupid way and you like it, I call that Stockholm liberty. That means you actually like our stupid way of spelling or our stupid way of measuring. Because it's been beaten into you, and you have a vested interest in being lazy and not switching.
You got to think for the metric. system.
Oh, I love metric. Metric is based on 10. Very easy. Just move the decimal place.
We got an email here from somebody who says that he's had some mushrooms like that once in Mushroom Land. Possibly more should visit Mushroom Land and other lands and or view their own thoughts more.
I don't quite get it, but I would say that it's not my role or my right to stop you from smoking pot. But if there's enough people who want to live free of, let's say, nudist, we ought to be able to have a county or a country or a state free of nudist.
Okay.
And imposing.
So let's say I'm a nudist and I want to visit clothed areas. Would I have to put on my clothes?
Clothes. Yeah, you'd have to put on clothes. Like, I couldn't smoke.
All right, so let's say I am a pot smoker, and I want to go to the nudist place, and I want to smoke pot. They don't allow pot there, and, they kill people that smoke pot. Is it okay that they kill me?
It's not okay that they kill you, but listen,
no?
Bob. You would have to go online and say, I want a nudist pot-smoking community. And that's called protein. It's not floating.
By the way, for the record, Curtis, I don't want a nudist pot smoking community, although I have no problem with that.
Okay. I don't have a problem with you going there. I'm not going to go there either. But here's what I think you should be morally allowed to do. You should be allowed to go online and have things done top down consistently. Yes, central planning. I want an A, B, C, D, E, F, cross the G community. Let's say you have 10 followers. Okay, so you get your village. Let's say you have 10 million followers. You get your state. You shouldn't be told, unless you get a majority of Floridians, unless you get a majority of Virginians, and then you get nothing. That is an evil system where unless you get the majority, and even if you do get the majority, what if the majority of Florida wants to have legalized filling whatever you think is horrible, kill people, like Hunger Games Arena or the Roman Empire Arena.
I mean, the mob rule, democracy.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? The majority of people in smoke pot land want to kill people that don't smoke pot. Does that make it right?
Well, as long as that's part of that community's constitution or its bylaws, then you don't have, and of course you have time to get out. It's not like you have to get out by nightfall.
See, this is sounding like cultural relativism.
It's extremely relative. Each community gets to set its own laws online.
So because the community says that smoking pot is bad, okay, they have a moral standing to kill people that smoke pot?
Well, I would say they have they have the right to evict them from their community. How about that?
All right, so they're not allowed to kill people for smoking pot, but they can evict people.
Yes, but listen, you're not.
Then
being
who tells
out.
This? Then who regulates that? Who tells them they can evict, but they can't kill?
I guess there'd be a national law you couldn't murder. All right, I'm sorry, Bob. A national law, you can't murder people.
So there are some national laws. There are some things.
There are some national laws. But you know what? If there wants to be a Hunger Games arena or a Roman Colosseum arena style, the first person to kill, I mean, you kill, legal. I suppose there could be a Hunger Games arena style land. But you have to want to go there.
All right, hold on, Curtis, hold on.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I would love to get some comments for Curtis's cafetocracy here. I think it's interesting. I'm more than happy to explore solutions. Whether I agree with them or not, I think ultimately we all know the problems, but we ought to look for the solutions. That's the bottom line. And what those solutions are, I don't know. What's that, Mr. Producer? Oh, we got another caller. All right, cool. Well, we'll leave Curtis on for another moment. Curtis, do you want to bring up anything else about your idea? I'm giving you the floor here. I've promised you in the past when you've called in that we would give you more time, and here's your opportunity, and then we'll take another call, and we'll keep you on the line as well to see what these other callers think.
Bob, you're incredibly generous, and I appreciate the floor. I've never had it this long on any call-in call, and I really appreciate it. You have to understand nicism before you understand cafetocracy. Nicism is my economic system, which stands for natural inheritance, capital exchange. Everyone gets their 40 acres and a mule. So if you're kicked out of Potland, you get to take that earth credit and buy a place or rent it, whatever, apply it to living in not Potland. For every place you're kicked out, you're also welcomed in. I could never stand it when people say, this is whatever. If you don't like it, leave. What am I supposed to do? Levitate? Throw myself in the ocean? I hate it when people say, if you don't like it, leave. There must be a reciprocal. If you don't like it, come. If you do like what you have, come. I mean, if you say, oh, if you want metric, I'd leave the United States. Well, where can I go to have metric without leaving my own country? And that's what Kaffirtocracy has. It evicts you from one place and it welcomes you in open arms into a promised land of everything you want by definition. And if we have 320 million people, I think we're going to be able to find communities that fit your first, second, third, fourth, cross with your fifth and sixth demand. You could have it almost exactly the way you want to. Yeah, you may freeze your butt off if it's in Nome, Alaska, but we still got the exact community you want. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding about having to go to Nome, Alaska. But, yeah, that's what it would be. You would prompt online. That means you propose a community. And depending on how many numbers seconded you or joined you, you would then goat. That means go. So you pro and goat. You don't vote on what you want to impose on your neighbors. And that is the sickness of democracy, republics. The king decides, or the fatwa from the priest, with a theocracy or a monarchy. All this voting, no matter who does it, imposes. With my system, there's no more imposition. Yes, you have to move, but you move one and done to a promised land. And yes, there are flexible borders if people's eyes open and say, you know what, I was too lazy to switch to metric. But now that I see what a glowing promised land metric land is, I want to go metric.
Well, right, the border would kind of shift over. You can choose to go metric. You can switch borders. And what if there's tons of immigration to one of these lands? I don't know. I guess that's a whole different question. Let's take another caller here with Curtis still on and talk to Adrian. Adrian, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think you both have some good ideas there. And Curtis, he's really original is what he's coming up with. The only problem I have with it, and I've thought about it for a long time, like, what do we actually do? Like, we got all these problems. It really comes down to, it's like, who really is going to be able to decide, you know, if somebody does something wrong or see, the problem with all of it is just, you know, no one really can be trusted to enforce these laws. It has to be completely voluntary. And all this is, you know, and the people that really could control themselves and handle this kind of system, you know, is the only really people that could actually live there. But, you know, I just thought I'd put a little something to it, but, you know, continue to have the discussion.
So, Curtis, what do you have to say to Adrian's point there?
Well, I believe there's a sector of our population which is hyper-libertarianism or hyper-liberty, and they think no initial force or zero interference. Okay, so what language should a ballot be printed in? 8,000, because the world speaks 8,000 languages? It's silly to think that you can have a zero-aggression society. I mean, that would mean we all get to strip naked. I mean, it's silly to think that you could have a... So I say admit there are certain behaviors you want others to do, like, let's say, go K-12 education, or speak a common language. So when they go down the street and say hi, they don't go, bum. And you don't know what the heck they said. So it's silly to think that there's a possibility for a zero aggression society. I admit we each want certain things in society, though tremendously different from one to another. Kaffirtocracy enables that. You get your recipe, I get my recipe, we move one time. We're like pigs in a trough. We get the exact combination of what others may call tyranny and anarchy, but we may call prosperity and liberty. As far as police enforcing it, I hate police brutality. I really do. I wish we had. I wish everyone were good all the time and we didn't need a police. I think everything we move in a positive direction, though, would help to heal society and to be less reason to call the police. So I think Kaffirtocracy would reduce the need to call the police. And I certainly don't like police brutality.
Okay, well, we had that discussion last night. I don't know if you heard, but we talked about whether or not we need the police at all. And that was an interesting conversation we had. But let me ask you this. Kaffirtocracy, you've called in before with another theory, which was, based on my recollection, a bit of a socialist take on things, where you suggest that everybody should be given a certain amount of land. How does that fit in with your ideas there?
Well, that's my economic system. It's kind of like Georgism on steroids. It's Georgism, Henry George, and Thomas Paine believed in it too, with the grand. Basically, we get a natural inheritance on our 18th birthday. I like to say we're not deprived of a natural inheritance.
So if we get a natural inheritance on our 18th birthday, who chooses where that inheritance is, if it's land? And if I want my inheritance to be in Gayville all of a sudden, which I don't, but if I did, will I be able to inherit the land there? What if all the spots in Gayville are taken, all the land?
Then instead of getting the actual land, you get a dollar credit in your account on the first of every month.
So basically, but I want the land, and I want it in Gayville.
Well, I'm sure that with enough people not wanting to be farmers, they're going to say, hey, I want that money. You're going to find someone that says, I don't want to work farming. I don't want 40 acres in the old. I want the $4,000 or $3,000 in my bank account this month instead.
Who's going to give that person that money? Where does that money come from?
The money comes from those who choose to netly displace or netly exclude others off, like Ted Turner, who owns 1 million acres. See, you minus 40 acres and you still have 990,000, something like that. He needs to pay a lot of rent because he is, at large, in part, making many people homeless by his owning, in quotation marks, 1 million acres. And I don't care.
How does he pay rent? With what does he pay rent?
Rent with money.
What's money?
Well, money would obviously be what we think money is now. I hope it's backed by a commodity. If it's not, I guess we'll just use the notes that the Jewish-controlled Fed just keeps printing up like confetti.
All right, that doesn't sound like much of a solution.
Well,
that sounds like what we have now.
No,
it
is not.
How does that differ from what we have now?
Oh, because we don't pay the full land value on our property tax. We pay a token amount for what the land is worth. We shouldn't be paying tax on buildings, by the way. It's a very simple, land value tax is a very old, 100 years old. Look up Henry George, Progress in Poverty. Land value tax is a very big idea that's not original with me. I just perfected it. In other words, on the first day of the month, you have deposited in your account your natural inheritance credit. Now, if you already have 40 acres and a mule, you don't get a dollar. If you own 80 acres and 2 mules, you have to pay a credit that would then go to someone else. So in other words, the first day of the month is kind of like Justice Day, when you stand before the community, and if you want to be a net excluder, you pay for the right to do so to those who you're excluding. Not you're reimbursing someone who 200 years ago got the land at 2 cents an acre.
Sorry about that. That was
That's all right.
a strange problem.
It's a very reciprocal. See, I'm not against private property. I'm for making private property universal. We all deserve.
All right, man. We got one more segment left this hour. I'll keep you on, and we'll see if anybody else wants to call in and weigh in on this. 800-313-9443. What do you think? 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Bring on Charlene. Charlene, you're on with Curtis and myself, Bob Tuscan. What's your thoughts on all this?
Well, this is just an interesting conversation for me because I'm a mother of three kids. And my oldest daughter goes to church every Sunday and is very Christian. My son wants to smoke pot. So we're talking two different communities for them.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, you know, there's no way of uniting the family between these two.
Yeah, what if the families want to, you know, each family member has different behaviors, but they all want to live together as a family. One of them wants to smoke pot. The other one wants to go to church. And
that's my situation.
It's a common situation, I'm sure. What do you think, Curtis? What would you say to that?
Well, very few of these communities would require you to do something that most people or a lot of people consider a vice. In other words, in Drunkland, you don't have to drink. They're not going to come in your house every night and force a six-pack down your throat. Same in Potland. they're probably not going to force.
But I don't want to. I don't want to be in Drunkland. But at the same time, I want to be around my, because Drunkland sounds to me like there's going to be a bunch of drunks, and I don't like drunks. But I want to be at the same time around my father who drinks once in a while.
Well, obviously, this family, I would encourage. I mean, I would guess this family would want to live in a community where smoking pot was legal, and that's fun. That's what that family could do. They could live in a community where smoking pot was legal. I guess what I'm trying to say is we have a right to live in communities where of like precious faith or of similar mind or birds of a feather. Whatever
right,
that community
Charlene.
Is, it could be smoking, drinking pot, it could be nudist, it could be a certain language, or it could
all
be
right,
a...
I got you, Curtis Charlene.
Well, what I was going to say is my daughter doesn't want her kids around people that smoke pot. And so that's why my son can hardly go over to the house. So how could they live in the same community?
Well, obviously, if they don't want to live and associate with, they don't have to. Perhaps you could live on the borderland. And you could just one day go to your, see your son and the other day to your daughter. You'd have to live on the border.
What about what about the borders, Curtis? Are there going to be armed guards on the borders?
Not within the same country. No, within the same country, there doesn't need to be any real hard border.
But I don't want anybody coming in the border who might have pot on them into my pot-free zone.
Exactly. And that's a serious thing.
How do I regulate that?
Well, obviously, we have to regulate it. It's an illegal, it's a contraband activity. People who want to sell pot in no potland, that's a major problem to those that want to live in a community free of pot. However, they have a lot of customers who would be legal and willing over in Portland. You must be able to allow police to enforce the law. Now, the community itself could determine what does enforcing the law mean. Do you get warrant searches or not warrants? That's up to that community of how they're going to enforce and whether they want one strike you're out, three strikes you're out, or 10 strikes you're out. That's up to the community in question what it wants to do. I would say more like three strikes rather than just one strike. And no police brutality under any circumstances.
Okay. Charlene, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Good question. Let's talk
about
it. Okay,
thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Take care. And God bless your daughter and lots of toking for your son. All right, let's talk to Bill in Idaho now. Bill, blessings. How are you?
Bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank
Happy
you so
Kwanzaa
very
to you.
Happy Kwanzaa. Yes, exactly. And Chanukah as well. Nonetheless. I really, really appreciate this gentleman and so many of your broadcasters and your egalitarian Christmassy spirit for allowing him to speak this out and spell it out. I mean, I assume the good colonel would mention, you know, the enemy would have all the stinkers and we have the sinkers, and thank God for that. It would seem to me that he should be in contact with and directly communicating with Mark in Texas and many others that are in the audience and or other broadcasters to apply the concepts that Clint was on with his guest this evening. But he shouldn't have to worry, you know, in churchianity land that the, you know, last 40 acres of corporate churchiosity has a very large hemp field growing that is protected by peace officers so that we can have the fiber to produce our own money with and regain the control of the state bank right here in churchianity of Dalton Gardens or whatever, and be able to ultimately protect our precious ones from being poisoned by the concepts and precepts of a corporate 501c3 corporate church school that buys into Common Core and causing their children to remain completely brain dead and good little servants. I think the lady has a lot to worry about, considering there has not been a large record of young people smoking anything, let alone building with the byproducts of the exogenous species, to keep peace officers protecting that church and growing a very wealthy, reborn and regenerated republic. We worry about the wrong things. I didn't hear that lady mention one word about peace officers protecting her church. She wouldn't have the concept because her church is not willing to even mention it. And it, biblically, it's one of the most prominent in the whole entire discussion. Nowhere in that Bible, nowhere, does it mention that our Heavenly Father or Son recognize any sort of assault, beating up of anybody, and brutalizing, as this young gentleman has emphasized more than once. All he has mentioned is Mark's common refrain, and I am sure somewhat sad lament, that nobody's paying attention to the thinkers. I really want to thank you, young man. You've got a lot going on. I wish you the best for the new year.
Thank you.
And if you would close the concept and apply the lawful, non-police, non-administrative state to those concepts to rebuild the republic. Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll see you, Tusk. Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care, man. All right, Curtis, I'll give you the last word, dude. You got a minute or so. Go ahead.
Me?
You're Curtis, right?
Yes, I didn't hear the first part.
No problem. I'll give you the last word. It's all yours.
Well, I really appreciate it, Bob, tonight. It's been very enjoyable ranting. And I do appreciate that con man's words of blessing. I will work these things out and flesh them out to like 9 or 10 lectures to answer these different questions of how the land would be appropriated and worked out. But basically, the whole thing is a reciprocal. You're not kicked out unless you're also kicked in. You're not evicted unless you're also welcomed. You don't lose your land unless you gain land. And everyone gains land on their 18th birthday or a land credit. So it makes moving a lot more easy and less of an ordeal. I mean, you know, you could still invest in Ryder van or U-Haul stocks. Those would go through the roof. But you don't lose everything like most people do when they lose money, depending on if they're a sucker instead of a shark at sell and buy time. That would be a thing of the past. So you get your land credit. You can put it in any community you want to. The community boundaries would obviously grow and shrink based on how many people wanted to be in that community, both in their private, their individual 40 acres and mule, plus the jointly sector of that community would grow as well, that we all share in common. And it would free us. We could actually have progress, not just progress for pioneers like me who want to go metric and Dvorak keyboard layout and New Earth calendar, but for those who are like a fart in the wind, and they wouldn't have ever changed on their own, but when they see success, they say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have held out. Maybe I changed my mind now that I see that those who want to be free to go metric are free. This would, see, there's like 7 enemies to change. First is Lazy Larry. Lazy Larry won't change. Then there's Fit in Finley. He'll change, but only if society changes. Then there's ignorant Igor, who doesn't realize that maybe 8 out of 10 want to go metric, but because everyone's being fit in family.
All right, and we don't have time for the other 4 members
right
here. But,
betraying
so
Bertrand.
Yeah, well, we're all out of time, and I want to thank you calling again. Folks, always a great conversation when you're looking at solutions, no matter which way they come. I definitely want to explore more solutions in future shows to come. With financial